This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen for our weekly adventure into whatever you'd like to think your hidden power is all about. Those people who are listening to this program know that we have a sense of reality that's different maybe than most. We say we have a reality that's different than most. I'm not sure that we really do. We just have sort of tuned into it, and that's what your hidden power is all about, to get you to exercise that new sense, that feeling that comes into connection with things that you can't explain. And that's what makes this such a wonderful excursion into the unknown. Doug Steffen and Laura, and this week we have Christy Whitman with us, who is she's a transformational coach, two-time New York Times bestselling author. You have a new book that's coming out. I was about to introduce you as if it was already here, The Desire Factor. This could go in any number of ways because we all have desires. So how do we, Christy Whitman, do we put our focus on which desire it is, or is there a limitation? A lot of the things, the expansion of the mind calls upon us to expand our mind, come up with different ideas. So for me, when I hear the word desire, I guess I desire a certain long life. I desire
lifestyle,
to spend
money,
time with my family. I
health.
Desire, yeah. So what is the desire factor from your point of view?
Well, all of us, you're talking about hidden power, all of us receive in our desires. So we don't just, as a human, think of these desires that come from, you know, a more expanded place. We actually are the receivers of it. The part of us that's breathing us, the benevolent, if you want to call it that, the divine, that's breathing us, is the one that's giving us those desires. And so as we, as a human being, follow with those desires and say, like you're saying, if I want wealth, or I want a long life, or I want health, or I want a beautiful relationship, as long as we're not negating those or saying, oh, well, I can't have that, there's no good men or women out there available, or my family's never been in good health, so I can't have that, or my family's, you know, only lived to be this age, so I can't have a long, beautiful life. As long as we are moving and flowing with those desires and we feel expanded by them, that's the desire factor.
But so you're saying we receive this from source? So we're a receiving tower?
Exactly. Yes, we're an energy receiver, and we're an energy container, and then we're energy transmitters. And so when we receive this idea of, oh, I'd love to go on that trip, I'd love to go see Austria, or, you know, I'd like to have a baby, or I'd like to start a business, those ideas come from a deeper place within us. And as long as we are that co-creative partner with that greater part of us, that source, and we follow and flow with it, then we as a human get to benefit from it. We're the one that gets to take the trip. We're the one that gets to have the bigger business. We're the one that gets to be in that beautiful relationship. But it comes from a higher and deeper place than just us as a human.
All right. So I want to go down a street here that I think is very practical in the times that we are dealing with, the business of you're right, I'm wrong, I'm good, you're bad, the thought of kindness and having people be kind is scoffed at by some in the mainstream news media, for example, or in business. I'm involved in a business right now that's getting down to the cold, hard facts of money and investors, even though the idea for me to do this with my friends was to support a desire I had to save something that's wonderful. But in order to get people to invest in this adventure, you have to take all the romance, all of the dream out of it, and just say, okay, how much money are we going to make? And that really bothers me, and I don't know that I can do or need to do anything about it. I know how where my heart is, but you know, we're in a place where one political party is bad, another one is good. It depends on where you're coming from. One person is good or bad because of what they believe, and it has to do with religion, has to do with color of your skin, has to do with almost everything. So when do we get that? When does kindness become fashionable again and understanding? You know,
well, kindness comes from a place of alignment. And when we say alignment, it is, you know, if you look at it from a spectrum, on one side of the spectrum is lack, limitation. That's where separateness, that's where blaming, pointing the finger at other people. There's not enough. We have to fight for our share, competition. You know, it's very like fear driven. That's on one side of the spectrum. On the other side of the spectrum is abundance. And that's where you're talking about, where there's alignment, there's kindness, there's compassion, there's more than enough for everybody. I can have my desires and have them fulfilled. You can have your desires and have them fulfilled. I can have my opinion and think this is how I think, but you are entitled to your opinion. Doesn't mean that I have to make you right or make me, you know, make you wrong and make me right. There's not this fight pull. It's a place of abundance where you get to have your opinion. It's a place of allowing. I get to have mine, and we still get to coexist. And that's what we're talking about, is that alignment place where you get to desire.
I want to shift this for a second, though. So you really are all about, Christy Whitman, about tapping into the understanding that what you focus on expands, that what you think about will create itself in the world. Yes. So you're saying we receive these energies from the divine. I believe that, because I believe we receive energies from the planets.
We're taking this energy in.
So it's coming toward us. We take this energy in, Doug, right? And now we're going to transmit it out. So Doug is having an experience of being upset or bothered by these people who are hard players in the world of finance, and it's gotten the heart of him. So what's the possibility that if Doug could consciously shift his emotional state around how he feels about that, that he could shift the reality of that?
So if you stay in that place of why you're wanting to do this in the first place, the real essence of really what is it that you desire? Is it the freedom? Is it the impact? And understand that the people that you're dealing with, they're in the place of just all about the money, right? Because that's how they're thinking. That's what they're involved in. But the higher energy always wins. The higher vibration always wins. So as long as you are still in that space of I'm doing this for expansion, I'm doing this for love, I'm doing this for the joy of it, and you're keeping yourself aligned no matter what, and understanding
that.
Yes.
It's a feeling state, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's energy, and you're constantly connected
but I'm not
to that
trying,
energy.
I shouldn't try to convince other people to think the way I do. I just, in the end, whatever I get out of it, I can use for the purposes, even though I'm not going to be able to get anywhere with that thinking. I mean, I've tried, the four partners and me have tried to think about it, or I think at least three and a half of us have. And so.
That's it. Most of the world right now is trying to get everybody else to be different in order for you to be happy. And we have to just connect with the essence energy that we want to experience. That's the desire, and move with that, because we can't control other people's consciousness, only our own.
Yeah. All right. Food for thought. We'll continue with Christy Whitman, author of The Desire Factor, as to what your desires are. I guess as we're having this conversation, you should be thinking about what your most current desire is, or what their desires are. And most people will tell you the same thing, that, you know, but can you dig into your person, into your soul, into your being, and be a little deeper with that? Perhaps that's maybe your homework for a few moments here on Your Hidden Power. Doug Steffen with Laura Banks. I have a bit of helpful advice for those of you who are trying to forestall whatever you may think is the inevitable. I'm going to get the virus. Everybody's got it. Well, the truth is everybody doesn't have it. As a matter of fact, most people don't have it. They haven't had it, and they will never have it. However, there are intelligent ways that people are using to keep themselves protected, and one of the tools around right now is the Navage nasal care system. What else? I mean, when you think about how the bad stuff gets into your body, it comes through your nose, your eyes. That's what we're told, and seems to make a lot of sense. So how can you cleanse your nose, keep it clean, and make sure that you're doing the most you can to keep yourself from getting sick? Well, that's what you'll find out when you go to their website, Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com, to see how their all-natural nasal care system works to alleviate the problem that you have with some of your allergies, sinus congestion. This is a very easy tool to use. And it's been, by the way, clinically proven to relieve all the congestion that we're talking about caused by hay fever and sinusitis, colds, dry air, dust, pollution, germs, viruses, you name it. Navage, the Navage system, approved by the Food and Drug Administration. You get fast, free shipping when you order at Navage.com. So just do yourself a favor. Why not? Let's take the advice that so many people are passing around because it's worked so well for them. Navage, the nasal care system to help keep you clean. Navage.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Back into the focus of you and your desires. Christy Whitman is here with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power. So what about it, Christy, in terms of how we deal with the desires that we have? We kind of are dealing with that. But the stuff that I just mentioned a few minutes ago, how do we take that apart and put it back together?
Well, you know, everybody's dealing with contrast right now. A lot of people are afraid. A lot of people are in the political realm, the virus, everything that's going on. And in any contrasting situation is an opportunity for us to say, okay, what do I want? Why do I want it? So go deeper with the understanding of really what the essence is. And then how do I want to feel? And when we get into that understanding, because most people think, I want this, so I feel. And how many times did we go get this, whether it was a pile of money or something, and we still felt empty? When you're coming from a place of, I want to feel secure, I want to feel free, I want to feel happy, when you're deliberately allowing yourself to feel the energy of that and choosing that no matter what the circumstances or situations are, now you're flowing with your desire.
You got that, Laura?
Well, yeah, I got it. This is very exciting. So tell us more about that. Say that another way.
We're the one that chooses our consciousness. We all have free will and choice, and we have energy available to us in any moment. So we can choose to be in fear, or we can choose to be in joy.
Somebody who's probably a good example of how to do this is Tom Brady, in a practical way. You know, here's a guy who had the desire to be very good at what he did and became a great quarterback, and doesn't make a difference where he plays. He seems to have the same style and the same ability and the same success. So we're aiming at success here as we continue in a moment with Christy Whitman.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, some more time with Christy Whitman, Laura Banks, and Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power, which you can find at yourhiddenpowershow.com, the podcast every week. And you can also find them at Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. This will show up as a podcast, a bit of information in the next week or so. Christy Whitman is the author of The Desire Factor. You've written some other books, too, by the way. Christy's website is Christy Whitman, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Whitman, W-H-I-T-M-A-N.com. So you have some other books under your belt as well, do you not?
I do. The Desire Factor is my seventh book, which I'm very excited about. Yeah.
Wow, congrats.
So what has been what's the thread between all of them, Christy?
Well, I talk and teach and live my life by the seven essential laws and understanding that everything really is energy, and I help people understand how to apply this concept that everything is energy and bring it into practicality. But, for example, the words that we speak when we say can't, should, ought to, I miss, hear that a lot when the pandemic is happening, I miss going here, I miss doing that. All of these words that most of us say in our culture are based in lack, and lack always feels bad. So it's up to us to shift into language that feels good.
I'm going to, let's get a practical example of that. I'll use myself here, if I may. I am very resentful of the Chinese government, the Wuhan experience, the whole virus thing, what it's done, how people have gone through the decision-making process to stop everything. And it has resulted in me not being able to go to my second home in California to enjoy my children who live there and my grandson. And frankly, escape the winters in New England. I mean, any number of things. But I find myself really, and I'm a guy who's pretty focused. I'm pretty much a guy who looks at the cup half full.
Pretty easygoing,
Yeah, but I don't like this. It really has made me angry to the point of creating stress probably in my life.
Well, you feel out of control. You normally had a control. You had freedom, right? So the biggest thing is you feel that your freedom has been taken away. Yes?
Yes, that's very accurate. Yep.
Yes. So we had, in your situation, you have to be able to start conjuring up the feeling of freedom, because right now you feel that it's been taken away. You still have the choice in feeling the energy of freedom, of imagining what it feels like to be able to get on that plane and go to California and be in your house and be with your grandson and be with your children and have that feeling of the freedom first, because that's going to shift the energy. Everything...
It's not just a mental reward, Doug. They've made a new study where they've discovered that people imagining themselves working out get results in their bodies. It's called lying, and it actually works.
It's called lying? So, is that what you said?
Yeah, it's called lying. They're calling it lying. It's a new workout system. You're lying to yourself. So on some level, let's use that word. You're lying to yourself that it's okay you're not going to California. You will mentally, emotionally, physically feel better if you choose that. Lie.
And find the positive aspects about the situation, because nothing is ever all bad. Nothing is ever all good.
No.
We can always find positive aspects. And when you find the positive aspects,
but that takes work and focus. It takes not going with the crowd, not following the herd,
yeah,
not listening to everybody else, but being able to think for yourself. And that's one of the things distressfully, maybe this is another thought that I shouldn't hold, and we're getting cowed by like-think and the cancel culture and all that other stuff. So I'm looking forward to seeing this book. It will be out in April, The Desire Factor, to figure out how we can, with these principles, make our lives better, because that's really what it's all about here. So, Christy Whitman, thank you very much. ChristyWhitman.com. Find out more about her coaching and the books that she's written. And, do yourself a favor and make your life better. Think about making your life better, not worse. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $1,799. Plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 25% off custom flyers, brochures, postcards, or labels when you spend $70 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples. Ends 2/27. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/custom prints for details.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has signed an order to reinstate travel restrictions aimed at reducing the spread of coronavirus. Limits on non-U.S. citizens traveling to the U.S. from the U.K., Ireland, and much of Europe were lifted by former President Trump in his final days in office. This new order reapplies those restrictions and adds South Africa to the list of areas under restriction. The president also says he believes he may be able to raise his goal for vaccinations in his first 100 days to 150 million doses administered. He told reporters Monday that increased vaccinations would put the country on a path towards herd immunity.
I feel confident that by summer we're going to be well on our way to heading toward herd immunity and increasing the access for people who aren't on the first on the list, all the way going down to children and how we deal with that. But I feel good about where we're going, and I think we can get it done.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Drug maker Moderna announced Monday that it was working on a booster shot to make its coronavirus vaccine more effective against new emerging strains of the virus. The company says it's taking two approaches, one to specifically target a new variant first identified in South Africa, and the other to more generally deal with new strains. Dr. Kavi Patel says we may have to get used to getting a regular booster shot against the coronavirus. The former White House health policy director tells CNBC that it wouldn't be unusual to need extra help in fighting off the disease.
We all suspected that this would not be our only set of shots, whatever we're receiving this year. And so I do think it points to at least potentially something every several years or a booster, which is also, I just want to point out, something that we do see with other immunizations. So that's not unusual. But whether it's yearly or how often, I think that's kind of depends on what we see with these strains and how much they escape the immune system. So the good news, though, is that current vaccines are effective, and we just need to get them into people's arms as quickly as possible.
And Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman has announced that he won't seek re-election when his term expires in 2022. In a statement Monday, Portman said the current political climate makes it a tough time to be in public service. Portman was first elected to the Senate in 2010 after spending more than a decade in the House of Representatives and serving as a trade representative under President George W. Bush. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The great things about having Uri Geller with me on the radio is the sense of positive energy that he presents. You know, a lot of people talk about positive energy. He is always saying, be positive, think positive, or positively, which is the correct way. It's an adverb, so use it as a modifier. But Uri is the living example of somebody who does that, and therefore his life has all kinds of fabulous anecdotal ways, when you look at it, of demonstrating this positive energy. So I just tip my hat. We're talking a lot this week about energy, what the new year brings, that sort of thing. You made some predictions. We started talking about some of your predictions that were printed in the Inquirer, and then somebody said to me, what is the Inquirer? Come on. Who believes that stuff? Well, I think it's the most popular, isn't it? Still the most popular newspaper in the world, Uri? More people read the National.
Hey, Doug, let me tell you something about the National Enquirer. First of all, strangely enough, me and my feet and my demonstrations worldwide, whether you believe in them or not, always grab the attention of serious papers and papers, say, like the National Enquirer. Believe it or not, I know a few editors inside the National Enquirer, and they do a pretty good job in research. Mm-hmm. They have to, because millions of people read the National Enquirer. My romance with the National Enquirer goes back, almost 40 years, maybe more?
Right.
Let me tell you a little story that nobody knows, and you will love it. In my museum, I have a wall that will display a few items that Elvis Presley gave me. Now, there is a National Enquirer cover story, where on the cover you see a picture of Elvis Presley lying in his coffin, okay?
Yeah.
And this, because of this picture that was probably taken secretly before people entered to say the last goodbye to Elvis, that National Enquirer has broken all records of all other National Enquirer sales. And under the highest, greatest synchronized story, in the same issue, there was a story about me and my mother, totally unrelated to Elvis Presley. Now, here is the scoop. I know the hairstylist of Elvis, whose name is Larry Geller.
Larry Geller, why do I know that name? Who is Larry Geller? Obviously, there's a namesake connection there.
So Larry Geller was Elvis Presley's hairstylist, and he has absolutely no relations to me. But Larry Geller told me that while he was standing next to Elvis's coffin, before the doors opened for people to come and say the last goodbye, he noticed that Elvis's hairline, which was always pitch black,
right,
had little, it was showing white hair. And he Ooh. Didn't want the people to see that, so he asked the policewoman who was standing next to the coffin to give her Rimmel, you know, the mascara she colors her eyelashes with, to give it to him, and he colored Elvis's hairline, just covered the white hair. Larry Geller was the last person on this planet to have touched Elvis the last time. Isn't that an amazing story? And I have that National Enquirer in my museum.
So that's one of the things. You not only have the focus on you in your museum, but a lot of the other people who have touched your life, your life, and you've touched them in different lives. There have to be hundreds and hundreds. That's why I keep saying all the time, I can hardly wait to get to the museum when it opens there in Tel Aviv, once travel becomes easy again. But there's so many different. How many exhibits do you have set up there now? You got a count?
I would say about 80 or 90 exhibits, and you're wrong about, it's not about me, the museum. It's about items that I have received from people like David Bowie, John Lennon, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, Salvador Dali, Andy Warhol. I mean, the list goes, even Gaddafi. I have a big aeroplane model, huge, 2 meters, weighs about 50 kilos. He gave it to me as a gift, and next week I will reveal to you why Muammar Gaddafi has given me such a present.
We'll look forward to that in our next visit. Uri Geller here. Check out his museum and what goes on with him at urigeller.com. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with the news from Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Every week and during the weekend programs as well, I highlight these features. These folks have worked very hard for 20-some-odd years to make life much better for you. And certainly as we go into 2021, the folks at Calitren are trying to reach out to you so that you are aware of how important your health and well-being is, and weight loss is so important to that. So there are a lot of different things going on. If you go to toploss.com, you can spotlight success stories that are there. There are a lot of people who write their stories. They send them in and they get published on the website. There's nothing fake about that. There's nothing fake about all these people who are there to use Calitrin to support weight loss. That's really kind of the message this year is use it if you want with other outfits, other different programs, because what Calitrin does that no other program does is it supports you keeping the weight off. That's what you want, the green light on losing the weight and then keeping the weight off. So the first 90 days, 86% success rate in losing the weight, and many people just decide to stay on it. I'm on the program just because I think it's good for me. Have I lost weight and have kept it off? Yep, for the most part. A couple of pounds here and there, go up and down, but this is really a fabulous. The whole idea of what it does to your body and helps you sleep better, it's just really good. Collagen protein is something you really need to have as you get older. So sign up for it now by going to toploss.com. If you use the DJV code, you'll be able to buy 3 months worth, well, actually 6 months worth of product, and you only pay for 3. What a deal that is. Lots of other great things happen when you're on the Calitrin program. Please find out about it. Go to toploss.com, and remember, even for free shipping, the best way to check out is to use the code DJV. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about how wonderfully well-populated our focus is on your hidden power, aiming to do that which maybe your consciousness hasn't considered yet. And I don't mean that to be just a bunch of words. The podcast that's up there now at yourhiddenpowershow.com, DougSteffen.com, and wherever you get your podcast, Apple, iHeart, wherever you are, is a focus on affirmative prayer. The fifth or sixth degree here of consciousness and your perspective on life makes it very important to get into your superconscious mind. And not as difficult as you think. And we explain how to do that with the Divine Within workbook that is the subject of much of our conversation. Again, the current Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com, DougSteffen.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Time for some important minutes to be spent with Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout, who has been doing great things for people as we go into the new year, bringing peace, trying to come up with prosperity. You know, one of the things that I find And it's our talking to ourselves. You and I had a great chat, I don't know, a few weeks ago. And when I left the conversation with you, as I'm sure everybody else who talks to you and gets your advice, you feel on top of the world. And then life happens. Things change, or they seem to change. And even if they're only a minor change or a momentary change, it still gets in the way, I think. Well, she said this was going to happen. When I say she, I'm talking about you. When people listen to what you have to say. So how do we learn to transverse the bumps in the road? Like the stuff that, you know, you and I were talking about, it isn't going according to the plan that I wanted to go by. And then, you know, you'll say to me, well, you're not in charge of the plan. And so, you know, but we are human. And so, you know, what the hell is it that we're supposed to do to get ourselves into? It's very frustrating. And I'm sure you hear the frustration in my voice. And a lot of people, again, one of the things is that we've got to realize that we're not here alone. So, you know, how do we deal with those things? You said it was going to be this way, Mary. What happened? It's your fault.
Oh, boy. You know, I just say spirit's saying, you know, that's where faith comes in, where yep. you stop trying to control the situation and you have some faith that that your guides, God, the universe, has a good plan for you, and it may not look like what your human mind thinks it should look like. And so you have to just really, really let go and see what ends up coming around, because it's usually much better than you can imagine. Mike Dooley talks about that, the guy who wrote Thoughts Are Things, and he mm-hmm. calls it the cursed house, where we tell spirit what we want, and then we try to tell spirit how to do it, which is usually the hardest possible way, yeah. and, you know, they kind of laugh at us.
Lots of bumps in the road, as it were. So how are you doing as you get into, you've got a lot of new programs, and there are a lot of people experiencing miracles with you. There is a lot of opportunity. Why don't you explain, because I think there are a lot of things. You go to PsychicScout.com, you can see lots of what Mary is trying to do individually and collectively. So what are some of the new things for this new year that you're offering to folks that want to have your help and guidance?
Well, I'm creating some online classes that are, so they're going to be more affordable because they're online and they're directed by yourself. And then also going to be offering some with group meetings, and then, of course, the one-on-ones. I think it's so important right now because the world is not, you know, the same as it was. There's not a whole lot you can count on that you could count on, mm-hmm. that you really, really learn to pay attention to what your higher mind, your connection to the universe is saying to you. It's also a really good time to get rid of those things that hold you back. It's
like
just
what?
Kind of
what's
silly
an example?
To have
all right. So give people an example of what holds you back, or what hell, if you want, use me. What holds me back? I don't, you know, I always say I'm happy to be a guinea pig for any of this stuff because people can learn from the practical reality. So what holds me back?
Spirit's saying a misunderstanding of other people's intentions, I guess.
Is good or bad?
To be coming through?
How do I know if the intentions are good or bad? That's always the question, isn't it?
Right, right. Yeah, you can usually feel it. Actually, you know, you should work with spirit and say, if somebody's intentions are bad, show me how I will know that. And mm-hmm. and you'll get like a tingle or maybe a pain in your shoulder, or, you know, pain in your neck or something like that, so that you can start trusting your own impulses. Mm-hmm. Most people, you can count on them. Their intentions are good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think.
But you know, sometimes there's. Their agenda is different.
Yeah, right. So you have to figure out how to work with it. Okay, so there's some practical advice right there from Mary. Get all kinds of help and practical advice by going to her website and linking up with her. Go to PsychicScout.com or MaryO'Malley.com, O-M-A-L-E-Y, Mary O'Malley, here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Z-
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Join me now as we have a conversation, a regular conversation with, I hope you join me every time I have a conversation with Laura Banks. Yep, she says yep. She wants you to. So, we are in the throes of an interesting astrological reality. The idea of this new moon now, the quarter moon, I don't know that I've talked to you about this as we have started the year. I got a couple of weeks under our belt. What do we think is going on? Never mind, what do we think? What do we know? We have a lot of stuff still brewing here on the practical side. Maybe if we don't let these ideas, you know, maybe it's Pollyanna-ish, though, to think, oh, well, I'm just not going to let these ideas in because we've been so, we think we're getting wisdom from the so-called experts. And I guess maybe if you look at your, if you understand your own chart, you know, you know where your expertise is, and then you start listening to yourself instead of all this gunk from all these people that really don't have your best interests at heart, right?
Well, what are we talking about?
I'm talking about astrology, understanding how the astrology works. Oh. Now, pointing to the new moon and what that is opening ourselves to, and in layman's terms, because we tend to get into, astrologers are notorious for talking about things that most people don't understand unless they ask a lot of questions. So the timeline to peace, maybe. When do we have peace? What astrologically can you look at to give people a feeling that there is peace coming soon, hopefully.
Well, there's peace because we just entered the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Literally, that thing they sang about in Hair on Broadway with their clothes off was about this time right now. We're moving into a four-planet Aquarius. We're moving out of Capricorn, a three-year run in Capricorn, which is a nasty influence for many of us, meaning Capricorn's the teacher. It's like death, literally. It's the night, the morning star, the Lucifer. So it brings goodness in the form of actual hard realities like we're in the middle of now, which is germs getting out and really making a mess of things. And it's about bringing to the surface huge dissidence in people in this country around politics. Now we've moved into Aquarius. So now we're going to start sorting it out. And it's going to be a little opportunity. It will go slow, but we're there now. There's some shadow still going on from those years, but another couple of weeks, it's going to be a more of an inclusive time in spite of what we're seeing with the divide. Mars is now in Taurus. It left Aries. It was in Aries for 6 months.
What does that mean? That's probably
well, Aries and Taurus was, and Mars in Aries is in its exaltation to where it's meant to be, but it's pretty hard hitting, and things get pretty rough and tumble pretty fast. It's a very aggressive placement. It's at home in Aries, so all of that had to come out. If you look at it as good, everything's out now. It's all exposed. Now we're going into the sort out in an Aquarian environment, which is more inclusive of groups and organizations. It's a bigger picture. Taurus, now, okay, we can breathe. Mars is in Taurus. It's not that compatible with that Earth sign because it's fire. But it's going to slow down a lot of the flame that was there. And now we've got Venus moving into Capricorn as well. So it's a good time to kind of plan to meet someone. Relationships could be heightened. Those are personal planets. But it's plotting and it's slower. And that's what we're doing in January. Doesn't it always feel that way? No matter your sign, we're all...
January is the slowest. Well, I don't like much... November or October, anything that goes into what seems to be the death spiral, because fall means everything stops growing.
Yeah,
and,
everything stops growing.
I have my birthday, I get older, and the Christmas, which has never been very pleasant for me, you know, those things.
Yeah.
And then the 1st of January, I order my seeds for the garden.
Yeah, and you feel good, probably.
I do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, is that something, if you look at my horoscope, if you look at my chart, is that consistent with what you see? And, you know, therefore, people should trust their chart.
Scorpios can get pretty darn moody and depressed. So, you know, the lack of light and cold and movement for a man such as yourself, especially that cannot be bi-coastal right now, has been actually a very harrowing experience for you. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, Scorpios do not take well to people that aren't good to people. You know, they're the high-flying Scorpio, which you are. And so you're feeling the suffering of everything that's come. But we're all going to start to feel better with Aquarius, including you, Doug.
Thanks to Laura Banks for being here with the idea that there is a change in the air. And that's good. Good, good, good. Thank you very much, Ms. Laura. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.